An armed group calling itself M23 has been advancing to Goma in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Its rebels have been fighting the Congolese army for about 2 months. UN experts say they have evidence Rwanda is backing the rebels. The Rwandan government has denied this. Hundreds of people in some areas have fled from their homes in recent days.
We were displaced after M23 captured our village. We are afraid of them. When they are fighting, they do not differentiate between soldiers and civilians. We do not want to die here.
This latest conflict is just one of many in the east of the country. So when the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Kinshasa, security matters dominated the talks.
We are very concerned by credible reports that Rwanda has provided support to M23. We call on all parties in the region to stop any support or cooperation with M23.
He's also due to hold talks with Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda have had years of tensions, with both sides accusing each other for funding rebellions.
In reality, the U.S. was the first country to be concerned about Rwanda's support for M23.
Angola has been trying to broker peace between the two countries, but a recent peace deal did not calm things. Blinken will complete his three-nation tour on Thursday. He also visited South Africa. Analysts say the U.S. wants to increase diplomacy to counter Russia's growing influence on the African continent. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera.